This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Tokyo reported 3,177 new coronavirus cases Wednesday, setting an all-time high and exceeding 3,000 for the first time, just days after the start of the Olympics. The new cases exceeded the record set the previous day and brought the total for the Japanese capital to nearly 207,000 since the pandemic began early last year. Tokyo has been under a fourth state of emergency since July 12th, ahead of the Olympics, which began last Friday, despite widespread public opposition and concern they could further worsen the outbreak. Fully vaccinated people in the United States and European Union will be allowed to travel to England without having to quarantine on arrival, the UK government announced Wednesday. The transport minister tweeted, quote, "We're helping reunite people living in the U.S. and European countries with their family and friends," end quote. He added the policy will begin August 2nd. The European Union is on course to hit a target of fully vaccinating at least 70% of the adult population by the end of the summer, given that the percentage of those 18 and over have now received a first dose, the European Commission said Tuesday. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the bloc had reached the milestone of 70% of adults having received a first dose and 57% fully vaccinated. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arrived in Hanoi, Vietnam, Wednesday, following a visit to Singapore. In Vietnam, Austin will meet with the country's Minister of Defense, President, and Prime Minister. The retired four-star Army general, who's on a tour of Southeast Asia, hopes to strengthen relationships with U.S. allies in the region. This is VOA News.